This is Curtis Razor Blades, UFC heavyweight. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Another good dude from the Super Bowl.
The Razor Blade.
Yeah. I mean, that. Well, see, again, I'm fighting with myself because I was almost said that's another one of the great, you know, nicknames.
Yeah, because last name is Blades.
Right. But his nickname is Razor.
Right, that's great. That's fitting.
It goes together.
Sure.
But it doesn't move Razor to the top of the list of nicknames. It's awesome together. You know, like what was the other one that...
Touchy-feely?
Touchy-feely.
Right.
You know, but his nickname is Touchy.
Sure.
So if you take Feely out and you just say Touchy, you may not want to say right. that. You know what I mean? And that's why Uncle Creepy has always been up towards the top. But you know what another good one is?
What's that?
Platinum.
As in Mike Perry
as
Platinum?
Mike Perry Platinum.
The one and only.
Mike, how are you?
Yo, what's up, everybody? I'm doing good, man. How you guys?
Yeah, we're plugging along. Quarantine slowly drifting a little bit. We're coming to you live from the pizzeria, so at least we're getting out of the house. I understand you're in Texas now.
Yeah, I'll be there. You know, I'm out here. I'm chilling. Quarantine hasn't really been an issue. I kind of want to take some like a little vacation to some places overseas and stuff, but I can't go nowhere.
Yeah, I don't know how soon that's going to be, but how is the quarantine going for you? And are you doing training or are you just laying low?
Yeah, I do my own thing for training, for working out. You know, I just keep a little low profile. I don't let guys know what I'm going to be doing. I got a couple guys out here in Texas that want to work with me. I get it in every now and then. And then mostly to myself, running, road work. You know, push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, cardio, whatever I can do, stretching, keep the body young.
Now, are you doing that more just, you know, to keep time going and to kind of, stay, you know, within yourself? Or have you talked to Sean and those guys at the UFC, and is something in the future for you?
Shoot, I talked to them like a month or two ago, and... I think back when Yoel and Adesanya fought, I was talking to them, and we were talking about June or July, so we can see if we can make that happen, and, you know, I'll be ready. I just figured there's things going down. They'll call me soon. I need to talk with Abe, and I'll be ready.
So, Mike, I've been watching you on Twitter and Instagram. I see the beef with Darren Till. I mean, is that who you want next? Is that a real possibility, or is that just internet fill some time during a quarantine?
A little bit of both. I mean, we could talk about the fight. You know, if during these quarantine times, you ain't got to worry about weight classes and things like that. I figured why not? I could go up, but. I would like some compensation for that. And then, you know, if I stay at 170, what's the fight to make? I don't know. Do I got to earn the rematch, or I would like the rematch with the guy who beat me?
Thoughts, you know, any talk about Fight Island? How much do you know about Fight Island? And is that something that might interest you as well?
Shoot, I don't know too much about it, but I got the idea in my head. I wouldn't mind going. I want to go, like, Enter the Dragon, Bruce Lee movie. Let's go, man.
See, what I think they ought to do is, and I'm going to send this into Dana, I think they ought to bring, like, you know, X amount of people, and they fight. And then when whoever loses, they leave Fight Island. Whoever wins stays. And then ultimately, the winner, there's one person left, they get to keep Fight Island. The island becomes theirs.
The prize.
Yeah, right. They're spending $35 million over there.
Well, but just think of the even more exposure if somebody's going to win the island. I think that'd be pretty cool.
But before they win it, they got to fight Joe Tiger and his tiger.
They got to make the money back first. Then they might get rid of it.
That is true. So other than, you know, your training, you know, what are you doing to pass the time? What are you watching? Everybody seems to be watching different stuff on TV, or what are you listening to? Or
yeah, I listen to music. I post them on my Instagram story all the time, good little songs. And then I just really scroll through Instagram look at some TikTok, talk to my girl, and just chill, man.
With what's going on, the quarantine and all that kind of stuff, if they were to call and say, you know, we need you in 3 weeks, so they need you in 4 weeks, is that something that A, you would listen to, B, would you jump all over it, or until we know the times, or are you going to sit back and wait?
No, I'm with it. Let's go. 2 weeks. Let's go.
Well, and my comment is, you know, a lot of media are so, you know, they don't want the fights. They don't want – this is how you guys make your living. You know, other people are still working where you guys are not able to make money. Gyms are closed, and you're not having fights. If you want to fight, let's have some fights.
Yeah. I mean, they're about to have three, ain't they, so they say?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Saturday, next Wednesday, and then next Saturday.
All in Florida, Jacksonville. No crowd.
Now, do you think
try a new experience.
It is and it isn't, because what novice MMA fans don't know is when all of you guys, you know, first start, all of you athletes, because there's female fighters too, you know, you would fight in front of 25 people, 50 people. I've gone to fights in Tampa. There's been 46 people there. How
I don't know,
do you,
man. It's shit. Radio.
Are you good, man? We okay?
I come through on the radio. You
are
know,
you good, man? We okay?
I come through and it go wild, man. People be watching, screaming, yelling. I get into it with the music and everything. We dancing, we having a good time. We drinking, and people gonna bleed. Somebody might die.
I'll tell you what, man. When you took the thunder away from the Brazilian cowboy by doing your little samba dance, that thing stole the show, bro. Like, you killed that crowd, man. It was amazing.
Man, I tell you what, one of the craziest things, I was in Uruguay, and they was chanting my name at the end of the fight. They can't speak English. The doctors that was working on my nose couldn't even speak English. But I tell you what, they was all yelling, Patty, Patty, let's go.
So how strange would it be if you were on one of these cards, or if you fight on Fight Island and there's no fans there? How much, you know, would that present a problem for you, if somebody that kind of feeds off of the crowd?
Nah, I don't need the crowd. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I got some, you know, I took a step back or two and looked at the game, look at my game, look at how everybody's playing, and you know, I'm gonna come in there and I'm gonna show some things. I've seen this game change before. I've changed this game before. I made people change when they saw me coming. So I'm gonna adapt, and I'm gonna overcome, and I'm gonna conquer.
Mike, do you think some of that change is that you have to change and not come out balls to the wall, be the most exciting fighter of the night, and, you know, pull it back a little bit to win fights and not necessarily be an exciting fight?
No, it's going to be a great fight when I come out. I'm going to hit them with them death moves.
I just need to be there so I can have Sean videotape it, so we have more. You know, we still get people that reach out to us from the video of that dance.
Yeah, well, I want, we need to allow knees to the head on failed shot attempt, face stomp, soccer kick, and headbutt. We need to bring it all in together. You know, groin strike. Me and my last opponent was kicking each other in the nuts. So, you know, if you're good, you can really get away with it. I think I headbutted Paul Felder pretty good. Put us both.
or if you're good, you can put up with a strike to the nuts.
You know, I mean, just don't. The pain gets turned off when you go in there in that octagon. It's weird. It's like if you do feel something, you know it messed you up, because you, like, don't feel nothing in there. So it's after.
You know, it's interesting that you said that there's a way to do it and not be seen. I was watching, I don't know if you've seen that judge that's from Providence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, caught in Rhode Island.
Yeah, have you seen
that,
TV Mike?
Show?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. It's just a judge in Providence, and almost everybody that comes through his court, he lets go.
It's
and,
like traffic citations and misdemeanors, like little traffic
citations. So he was talking to a guy who was a trainer.
Okay, I know who you're talking about.
He was talking to this guy who, and he was going to reduce his fine, and the guy was a trainer, and he said, you know, teach me something. So he said about when you throw the punch, and we're talking boxing, that if you do it fast and you know how you do it, you throw a punch and then you hit him with your elbow. And if you do it in one solid motion, it's really not illegal because it's quick and nobody sees it.
It's a follow through, so it doesn't look like a deliberate strike.
So it's kind of like what you're talking about there, MP.
Maybe a little bit. Me and that trainer in the ring. How old was this guy? I don't care.
Oh, he was
it don't
old.
Matter because old guys can punch too. When I'm 65, none of these young bloods don't want none. So it don't matter what his age was. You put us in the ring, he ain't going to hit me with a punch or an elbow.
That's probably true. So who do you like Saturday night?
Oh, man. What a fight. Ferguson, Gaethje. Man, Gaethje is awesome, man. Both of those guys are. Khabib, both of them are reckless, though, so it's very interesting. I said Khabib. I meant Tony.
Right.
So I'm going to go with Tony, the Mexican.
I think it's going to be a great fight. And then the co-main event, which I really think should be the main event since it's for the real title. Give me your thoughts on Henry Cejudo and the return of Dominic Cruz again.
Interesting, man. Good luck to Dominic Cruz. Good luck to him. I mean, Henry Cejudo, though. That's Triple C right there, man. Dude's a savage. He did it. He beat TJ Dillashaw all kinds of ways. And, man, he's done well for himself, hasn't he? So I'm going to go with Henry Cejudo on that, but good luck to Dominic Cruz.
It's definitely going to be a good night. It'll be good to have the UFC back. Three fights in less than 7 days, and hopefully you'll get some news here shortly, and you can let us know when we'll see you back in the octagon as well.
All right, boys, sounds good. Let's bring a highlight to Knockout Radio.
There you go. Always great to have you on, Mike. We're going to put you on hold so I can get your new address so we can send you out some more 8-Man Strong gear.
All right.
That's Mike Perry.
The platinum one.
Platinum Mike Perry. One of the best liners we have, that's for sure.
Oh, the best.
There's a couple. The jail one is good.
The jail one's great.
You know, it's hard to beat if you don't like Knockout Radio, you may go to jail.
It's true.
It's hard to beat that when your sheriff says that.
It's true.
But the beeps of the Mike Platinum Perry.
I think we got that in Denver, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Good stuff. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, let's find out what's going on with the BKFC right around the corner. Right around the corner, literally.
I got a surprise for you during that segment with the Presidente.
I can hardly wait. You're going to open your mouth, and I'm going to get in trouble. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Sun. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. repair, or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors, call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. After Dave Feldman, I'm going to tell you the greatest request I've ever heard in an interview.
Okay.
Which happened yesterday. We're going to do that in a minute, but it's BKFC time.
It is.
Let's welcome back to the program the president, David Feldman. Dave, how are you?
What's up, guys? How are you?
All right. How's quarantine? How's life going over the past couple, months now?
Things are going great right now. We're working on some really, really big things, things I never even thought could really be possible. And just everything's getting a little bit closer, man, and things about to turn for us, man. And a lot of people thought we weren't going to make it so far, and I think we're going to be a major player pretty soon.
Well, and you've been close already, and you and I have talked since day one, and, you know, people never thought you'd get out of Wyoming, and then they never thought you'd get out of Mississippi, and, you know, then all of a sudden you've done stuff in Florida. So it's, you know, that's what happens when, you know, you put naysayers behind, you keep moving one step in front and keep working. How difficult, if it's been difficult at all, has it been, you know, being quarantined, being everything that's going on, but still able to make moves?
You know, it actually was a little easier because a lot of people had time to sit back and concentrate on what was happening next. And that's what made it a little easier for me. And that's why I think these great things that are about to pop are, you know, are just awesome for us. I mean, we are so close. And I talked about it a couple of times. I think you asked me what, how do you know you made it, or what's the next level, or what's the next step? And I always said, getting a network deal. And then we're so close to that network deal right now, so close we can taste it. But, you know, things are just moving fast, and we're so happy. But things have been easier. You know, all the fighters want to fight, so you know, the first couple fights out of the gate are going to be challenging, only because who do we put on and what fighters are going to get upset with us because we didn't use them. But you know, they're going to get over it and just keep growing with this organization.
I got thrown. My granddaughter just walked in the door, and I'm like, I'm not even thinking what's going on.
She got carried in the door. She
did
not walk.
That's right. She definitely didn't walk in. What has been, if you can even talk about it, you know, you said that you're close to a TV deal. You know, with MMA, you know, there's three or four companies that are on, you know, some of these networks. What is the drawback? What is somebody still being hesitant about?
Well, it's absolutely not the popularity or not the future where we're going. It's, you know, some people are still a little, think that it could be a little too risky for them at this point. But, you know, when I'm able to show them the injury report and the Dr. Muzi, who's a Florida physician, but he's the president of the Ringside Physicians for Association of Boxing Commissioners, and show his all the due diligence he did to show how much safer, or actually how much, it changed people's mindset when they think bare knuckle is a lot more dangerous. I'll never say it's a lot more safer. It's not more safe. It's not safer than the other sports. It's absolutely 100% not any more dangerous than boxing or MMA. And now the statistics prove it. And that's what's making it so much easier to get into these new states and now open up these TV network deals.
I'm just curious. Did anybody know who Spike was before the UFC went there?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But we're going to, we've got some things that are working, Randy. Let me just ask you guys a question. If you could pick one fighter from the past, I don't know, 25 years, boxing MMA, to fight bare knuckle, who would it be?
Well, the obvious.
Tyson.
Yeah, and he's talked about some exhibitions. It'd be Mike Tyson.
And we'd love to have him aboard. And, you know, who knows? Who knows? Leave it at that.
Is that why he's in shape right now?
I am in. I'm smiling ear to ear. So who knows?
Wow.
I might have to reach out to his mentor, who's a friend of mine in California.
Uh-oh.
Might have to find out what's going on. But before we do that, update us what's going on. You know, with the next event or the next couple events.
So the next event was, and I hate to keep moving because you know me. Every time I said I was doing a show, I did a show. But with this coronavirus and the way the states are opening up at different speed and different things are happening, it just made it a little difficult for us. So we were going to do May 16th, and then it was May 29th. It's 100% going to be on our old date, June 20th. We're still going to keep that date, June 20th. Just don't know if that's going to end up in Florida or Kansas. We'll know that in a couple of days when they let us know how many people are allowed in Kansas. But we're 100% doing June 20th. And then we're coming right back out in July, August, and we're going to continue with the monthly shows. And, you know, it's going to be very, very exciting. We're going to build up to to one or two really, really big super fights this year. And I think BKFC is really, really going to be put on the map this year. I said it last year, and like you said, you just, the naysayers, you can't listen to no. Like, every time someone says no to me, you know, it's a lot of people going to their hole. I don't go into my hole. I like to pound on my chest and go, wow, okay, you just said no to me. That means I'm taking one more step forward. And that's what's happening, and I'm excited. I mean, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I'm a lot more excited than I've been talking to you. We're about to open back up with BKFC, and some of these conversations we're having are literally game-changing for us. And we get to be, I think, we're in the rightful spot where we truly deserve to be, and that's among the top in combat sports.
What's the biggest hold-up's not the right word, but you know, opening back up, is it travel? Do you need the planes to be able to fly the
fighters? You know what it was? As I started putting this first show together, it was going to be for May 29th, and a lot of the fighters, which I thought would be training or at least keeping in shape, and they weren't. There's just a lot of the fighters say, I'm just not ready. It's not ready. It's not ready. So if we're going to put on the show, as you know, we always want to make sure these guys are ready to come out and bang and give the fans everything that they expect. And I felt like some of these guys weren't truly ready. Like, they did step up and say, yeah, I'll fight, but, you know, if you really need me to fight, I'll fight. And that wasn't the kind of fight that I thought that the fans deserved. So that's why we pushed it back to June 20th, concrete date, and gave these guys a good 8 weeks to train. And I think they're going to come out and give us what we always expect.
Hey, Dave, you know Tour de Pizza is where winners eat. You know, it's like a champion coin phrase that I make. And you know who doesn't have to worry about making weight is Jared Warren, who is obviously
firefighter.
BKFC champion and the recipient of the first responder hospitality packet from Tour de Pizza tonight. I'm dropping off pizzas for nine of him and his brothers at the fire station because you have true heroes in your organization that are great people here locally in the Tampa area. And I just want to let you know, man, I'll be seeing Jared here shortly at 6 o'clock.
Well, he was, you know, on that note with Jared Warren, he was probably the first or the first or second fighter that stepped up and said, yeah, I'm ready to roll. So he did. He didn't balk at all. He was ready to go. So not only is he doing on the front lines to keep everybody safe, but he's that dude can fight, man. So can't wait to get him back in there. Good dude, and I'm so happy that you're doing things like that. It's awesome, you know. Everybody wants to take it. And this is a time, you know, let's just elaborate on that just a little bit for you. Like, this is not a great time for you. You're obviously not making the kind of money that you made in the past, but a lot of people can't come into your restaurant, and you're still giving back. So I take my hat off to you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Until my boxing career takes off with you, I'll keep making pizzas.
Enough about giving attaboys to Matt. We don't need to hear any more attaboys about Matt. But I do have a question for you, and I normally don't do anything like this, Dave, but since you asked us what fighter over the past 20 years would you like to see in BKFC, I'm going to ask you, what fighter
that's a great question.
Would you like to see?
That's the best question.
Oh, I can't wait to see. I'd love to see Mike Tyson fight Baron Apple. That's the best question.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
I guess
that's it. No, really. Look, if I could pick a guy from boxing right now, currently, to fight, I would love to see either Triple G or Canelo fight because I think they have the style for bare knuckle. And on the UFC side, the MMA side, I would love to see, and I said this before to you, Jorge Masvidal. I mean, imagine Masvidal fighting Canelo in bare knuckle. That would be an unbelievable fight.
It truly would
be.
That'd be
epic.
It definitely would be. Dave, as always, thanks for the update. Before I let you go, I meant to ask you this before, and then I forgot, and then I remembered again. You talked about over the past couple months about making some new rules changes, you know, on ties and draws and stuff like that. Has anything been implemented yet, or are we still in a wait-to-see pattern?
You know, it's going to be a state-by-state thing at this point, just right now, just we're going to absolutely do the extra round. If it's a draw, they're going the extra round. It's just something that I had to. So last fight, we thought we had a draw. Last event, and I said, you're going one more round. And he said, well, it's not my contract. So, you know, that's something that we implemented at the last minute. And now it'll be in all the fighters' contracts. So they know if they go to a draw, they go to the extra round. And so far, all the commissions are on for that. Also, some other really exciting news. Had a great conversation with England and actually Ireland today. Ireland was one I didn't think was going to be able to jump on, but we found the sanctioning body in Ireland that is going to sanction our events. So we're looking to really try to do something in Dublin or in Manchester, England, in the next like 3 months. We're going to do limited fans, and then we'll move from there. We have a done deal with the TV network over there. So things. Things are great, man. I mean, I am excited. I've never been more excited about the future of BKFC than I am right now.
I do have to comment, and I keep getting ready to say thanks for coming on, but, you know, more things are popping into my mind. What's up with this nicer, kinder, gentler David Feldman? Because the old David Feldman would have said, you want to do one more round? And when they'd say no, you'd say, then get the hell out of my ring.
The David Feldman that got caught a D-bag and everything else from every fan around. The guy that just learned to think before he speaks, really. That's all it was. And look, I still feel that way. I feel, and they won't come back. Like a guy, you know, that he's begging to come back. The guy that we had the issue with, he's begging to come back. But you had your chance, and you didn't shine. So, you know, I am who I am, and I'm going to be who I am. And, you know, sometimes you try to fit in, and, you know, when you try to fit in, you don't really get what you need to get. So I'm just going to be myself. I'm going to be myself and do what I've done to get this to this point. And, you know, if you love it, great, man. You know, and if you're a follower and supporter like you guys, man, I take my hat off to you. And if you're a naysayer, then, you know, you're going to be looking at, you're going to be eating our dust pretty soon.
I'm Matt. I know what you're going to say. I need to hang out with Dave more so I can learn not to say the things that I normally say.
Yeah, I could use some help as well.
Dave, I'm learning. Look, man, it was a big learning experience. But at the end of the day, man, I really truly think that Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship is truly the future of combat sports. Look, mixed martial arts is always going to be there. Boxing is always going to be there. But I think there's a really, really great place for bare knuckle fighting to fit in that mix. And I think right now is the time to shine. And we're ready to shine.
I agree with you 100%. I am ready June 20th. Just let me know where I'm going, and I will be there. As always, thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See you, buddy.
Dave Feldman, the president of BKFC. Good dude.
You like the softer, Dave? Is that the fired
no,
up?
No, I like the other one.
Both were great, though.
Yeah, I mean, I like Dave, but I'm saying I like a guy that says, you're not going to fight? Get the hell out of here.
Sure.
I was there when the heavyweight title went down. I've never seen somebody so upset. I want my owner. I want the guy who's running the sport that we like, whether it's mixed martial arts or football or bare knuckle or whatever, to show passion.
Sure.
Not just show, hey, there's the stands are full, I'm making money. That's not Dave Feldman. You know why?
Why?
Because he's from the city of brotherly love.
Makes
this
sense.
Is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Ryan Beatty here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids. kids and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Godsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live.
So let's see how mellow I'm going to be.
I'm a little jealous. That baby took my spot. Oh. Usually I sit in your lap during the show. Now I have to share my time with Baby Nell.
Baby Nell is in my lap.
Baby Nell means bright, shining.
I'm trying not to talk very loud, though.
It's an English name.
What?
The roots, like the English root.
What, Nell?
Yeah. I looked it up. I did some research on your granddaughter.
Did you really?
Yeah. Got to know who I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
Can't just let anybody in my pizzeria.
You got to know who's taking the limelight?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, she came out Thursday and already took my spot. Like, now I'm co-host.
All right, so when did I get all mad and you said that I didn't, you know, I need to chill?
Well, that was the day she was born. She was born at 6:48 in the morning, because that makes 18, which is in
Murray's
honor
corner.
Of Murray's Corner.
Yeah.
But then an hour later, you were like in some disagreement at Publix of somebody who went the wrong direction down the lane.
No, wasn't that when I went to get the bagels?
No, that was the Publix incident. And I was like, oh. I was like, well, that didn't last long.
Well, and I said that I hadn't seen her yet.
Randy in Happy Town, that didn't last very long. So I put, welcome back. And you're like, from where? Where did I go?
Remember what I said at the beginning of the show?
Yes.
I'm thinking it. Just so you know.
What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking.
I'm on thin ice?
Huh?
I'm on thin ice again?
Well, no, you're always on thin ice. No, remember when I said about how I couldn't go to the railing? On the second floor?
Yeah.
You just think of stupid, strange things.
Right now you are?
I'm, you know, like...
Well, don't... go get your baby, eh? Like, it's like a tiger zoo. It's like a petting zoo. Like Joe Exotic, you pet the tiger, you let the baby dangle, and then all of a sudden it's gone.
Well, didn't you say that when you said you took the picture, and I kept looking for the picture? And you said that, you know, Sean's not Michael Jackson holding the baby over the...
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, see, thankfully, the hospital didn't have a balcony where he could dangle a baby over the edge. The windows were sealed.
Should I tell the cruise story? Okay. So, we went on a family cruise.
Okay.
And at the time, my nephew, who's now about 6'8", I'm exaggerating a little, but I'll bet you he's...
6'5", 6'4".
Yeah. 6'3". He just seems 6'8".
Right.
Well, he was a little midget at the time.
Okay.
So we're on a cruise, and my brother has two rooms next to each other, one for him and his wife, and one for the two kids.
Right.
So he's in his room sleeping. So we look around the partition. Okay. So we're on the kid's balcony.
Okay.
And I look around the partition, and I see him sleeping.
Okay.
So I thought it would be really funny if we took my nephew and shoved him around the balcony.
Over the edge.
Over
the water, the deep blue ocean.
Yes.
Nice.
So instead, we just shoved him underneath it.
No.
His ears got caught. Well, his ears are smaller now.
Okay.
You know, because we plastered them through it. But it was funny at the time.
I mean, what a crazy world we live in. Because back then, Michael Jackson looked like a freak wearing a face mask and a glove and dangling babies over the balcony. And here we are in quarantine. And you look the same. Well, it looks like they're trying to get the baby away from the unstable guy talking about dangling babies over a balcony.
Yeah, but I'm nowhere near a balcony.
Well,
so it's all safe.
Oh, that's the inside shot. See, I'm outside the window delivering pizzas.
Oh, okay, yeah.
At Tampa General.
He's holding, yeah. Yeah, you took pizzas to Tampa General.
I did. Feed the nurses. They did such a great job delivering baby Nell.
You did. They did do a fantastic job. But... as Nell is sitting on my lap.
Yes.
Let's talk about Saturday.
Yes.
Stacked card. It's unbelievably stacked
card. All the way.
Normally, you could pick one or two fights that interest you more. I'm not sure you can do that on this card.
Yeah, I mean, from start to finish. I mean, all the way. I guess it's like you. If you have a personal connection with somebody and you actually like the person, you're going to tune in faster or more. So, for me, starting off with Sam Alvey, all the way through to Tony Ferguson, who's been to my restaurant and cooked in my pizza shop.
But didn't he lose?
No, Tony won.
Did he lose?
Yeah, he made the pizza with the pepperonis that spelled the T. And Rashad lost. And but, you know, so because I have personal connection with some of these guys, from fight card, from start to finish, I'm tuning in. I'm a total fan. That's it. I may even go there. I don't know.
All right. You have to kick out.
Stand outside.
You have to throw out one fight off the main event. What are you throwing out?
Off the main event?
Off the main event. You know, you have to go make a pizza. You have to go to the bathroom. You got to go clean the pool. You got to go do something.
I'm just going to say it for the sense of I still think the fight to have is Tony versus Khabib. So I'm going to throw the Ferguson-Gaethje fight off because if Tony gets hurt, if he gets hurt, then he can't fight Khabib in the next month or July or whenever.
Well, but then Justin fights him.
But the fight I want to see, I want to see Ferguson,
you don't
Khabib.
Understand. It's not going to happen. That fight will never
happen.
It has
to happen.
Sean is sitting over there, and he has said from day one it'll never happen.
I'm just saying I need that fight to happen. 3 years I've been waiting for this fight to happen. I want this fight to happen.
Well, how long do you think they've been waiting?
I know. I just think that that's the one I would forgo just because I think there's a bigger fight to have for Tony than this one.
No.
I do. I just feel like...
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. Just as always, you're wrong.
But I guess if after that, I'm going to say I'll pass on the Jeremy Stephens fight versus Qatar.
Yeah, that's the main event.
It's on the main card. It's the featherweight bout, and I would just say just because, you know, you have Anthony Pettis, Showtime, who knocked out Stevens in Nashville, is on the prelim card.
But hold on a second.
I don't know.
Hold on a second. You can't say it that way because they always want that type of main event on the main event on the prelims. You know, that's on regular ESPN, I'm assuming, and that's a great fight for your main event. You know, on the prelims.
Of course. No doubt. I agree with that. But I would say on the main card, I would take the Stevens fight off, and I would that's what I would do.
I'm sorry, but I've never seen a prettier baby's face.
Well, you're a little biased because I have two daughters.
No, I'm not biased.
And everyone else out there listening have kids. Everyone thinks their kid's the prettiest kid ever.
No, my kids were ugly as sin.
Joe Tiger thinks every tiger is beautiful.
Okay. But see, that's the difference between me and you. I can be honest.
Obama Carol.
I don't know what that means. I've never seen the show. So
you need to watch it.
It means
it will change your life.
I have a friend of mine, and he posted on Facebook that he collects autographs, and he sends these letters out, and he got one back from, what's his name?
Joe Exotic.
Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger.
No, whatever his name is.
Joe Exotic.
Yeah, so he sent him a letter and an autograph, and he drew a picture of a tiger. And
really?
Yeah.
I wonder if Michael Chiesa would get that tattooed on him on the other side.
All right, the best part of this is we're almost done with you.
He is the Tiger King of the UFC.
And that's the best that I'm almost done with you this week.
What are you talking about?
One segment left with you.
Oh, yeah.
And then I don't have to worry about it. So let's go ahead to our final break of the afternoon. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you
don't
by
wake that baby
Man
up.
Strong
Whisper.
And Stab Song.
Whisper.
We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria.
where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flax and millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page World Championship Wrestling, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back, and it doesn't matter how light a baby is, they're still heavy as hell.
The babies?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're just getting old. Well, your arms are, like, fatigued.
Yeah, whatever.
Got to condition yourself to like hold babies. You got to work out, do some curls.
I would if I had weights.
Speaking of weight, the 185-pound tournament is back for Jits Kings Promotions. $5,000 prize for the 185-pound division back on June 13th. Apply now. JitsKingsPromotion.com.
You going to enter?
Nope. Not me. But yeah, it looks like things are starting to slowly come back to some normalcy in our lives. Looks like starting this weekend with the UFC fights and the first live sporting event since all this coronavirus. So looking forward to some action.
I am looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You know, and I said I was and I said I wasn't and I'm used to it not being around.
Yeah, I think we took it for granted. I think everybody at this point, professional sports, it is entertainment. And it is talking pieces, and it is enjoyment, and it is crowd engagement with, like, fans. And so I'm interested to see how it comes back in the future, but I definitely miss it now that it's gone.
And I'm intrigued by the no fans.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay. I am. I'm going to reach out to some people that I know and pay one of the coaches to yell, get him a body bag, or sweep the leg, or, you know, all the stupid stuff that
send Martin Cove $50. He'll go do it.
Well, what's that? Cameo or whatever it's called?
Yeah, Cameo.
Yeah, there we go.
I'll
pay one of those guys to do that, and then they can show it on the big screen. You could probably get Ric Flair to do a woo.
Sweep the leg. Sweep the leg, Johnny.
What's wrong with that?
That's a great martial art tactic.
Did I ever tell the story that Martin Cove told me?
No, it was in Nashville, I assume. It
was in Nashville. And he said that this is what he told me,
okay,
that they were in a parade in Atlanta with Ralph Macchio.
Okay.
And Ralph and Martin Cove were sitting on the back of this vehicle. And as they're going, you know, everybody's yelling, sweep the leg, no mercy, and all this kind of stuff. And I'll clean it up, and I don't know, and it's not verbatim and all that kind of stuff. But allegedly, Ralph said something to the effect of, what's going on here? I was the star of the movie, but everybody's yelling to Martin Cove.
Sure.
You know, all those taglines. Tell me one tagline Ralph Macchio said. Boo hoo.
Right.
I mean, I don't know anything that he did other than cry the whole movie.
Yeah, fall down. He fell down the whole time.
I still think that he should have been disqualified.
Did George St. Pierre buy all of his headbands out in geese to fight in the UFC?
Yeah, I think so.
he had a garage sale.
And now he's using them for masks. You know, so, but no, I am very intrigued. I'm intrigued for the fights with no crowd. You know, what it's going to sound like. You know, now we watched, you know, Dana White's Contender Series. We watched, you know, the Ultimate Fighter fights where you can hear, you know, the crowds and stuff. So right. I think that's going to be a lot like what we're going to see
sure.
or hear.
I agree.
You know, on Saturday. But the issue is going to be, you mentioned about getting spoiled. Will fans get spoiled with this fight card come Wednesday?
And be disappointed by the next.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, I've said all along that it's disrespectful to look at names and not the fights.
And I don't think, and I think that's what's the saving grace in this. I think even if this is the lives up to its expectation, and from opening fist punch to all the way through final fist punch, if it's a stacked night and stacked card and epic event, I still think that your name, your big names are still floating out there and they're not fighting. Khabib, McGregor, you know, like, so you have all these big stars that are not a part of this first event. And I think that's your saving grace. That's what you can actually fill in that lull in if this doesn't live up to its hype.
Do you also think, though, with you talking about we took it for granted and, you know, we haven't seen it for a while, and I don't care if I see McGregor.
Oh, you do.
I don't.
You just don't know it.
No, I don't.
Jeremy Stephens wouldn't be on this card if it wasn't for McGregor. He made that guy.
I bought that T-shirt.
Who the fuck is this guy?
I bought like two or three T-shirts in my life.
That's the star power that McGregor brings to the sport. You can make a guy.
That's the star power McGregor brought.
Oh, he still has it.
I don't know.
All day long.
I don't know.
No question.
And I'm not arguing that he doesn't.
He walks in Saturday and ready to fight. You don't think they're going to throw him on that card?
Well, I guess there's talk now of him fighting for the belt that would never be defended. What happened to that? We'll never defend the belt. There's only one.
The BMF belt.
The charity auction that Tom Brady's went for $800,000.
Yes.
So the Dana White and Halle Berry are doing one together.
Okay.
Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
So you join Dana. You help match a fight with Dana.
Okay.
You go to the fighters stuff with Dana. You sit with Halle Berry.
Okay.
You go out to dinner with Halle Berry, and I believe you get one of every belt the UFC has.
Really?
Yep. And Dana did say that includes
the BMF belt.
The BMF belt. Wow. Now, does that mean you try to take it out of Masvidal's hands?
I don't think that's happening.
Well, because there was only one. So you either take it out of his hands or are you making another one?
So what would be your fight that you would make if you were if you won that competition?
You know, it's interesting. You know, I don't know why I waited until 4 minutes, 3 minutes left of the show. That might be something that we can address next week. If you could match anything. Did you see Stipe said that he's going to need more time?
Really?
And I guess Cormier made some comments, and Stipe's like, I don't have a gym. I don't have a cage.
Well, he's a firefighter. And I've been in firehouses all week delivering pizzas, and they have real gyms inside these stations. The one in Pasco.
Weights. They have weights gyms. They don't have cages.
True.
They don't have where you can. Well, let's be honest. Half of it, and if Daniel Cormier is smart, all of the fight will be on the mat.
Right, right. He shouldn't stand up with Stipe again.
That's why he lost. That's why he lost.
Right, because his ego got in the way.
Yes.
And he had to prove that he wasn't a one-punch lucky knockout the first time around. Because he was dominating that fight when he took him to the ground. Dominating with the wrestling.
Yep.
Stipe had no answers for him on the ground. And he let his ego take over.
And I still believe Stipe will have no answers if it's on the ground.
As much as
I'm not a Cormier guy, Cormier is a world-class wrestler. If he takes Stipe down, I see him winning the
fight.
Just
like Cejudo, and that's why Cejudo gets the win over Dominic Cruz?
I'm going to go Cruz gets the win.
Really?
And then he's going to get hurt walking to the interview room. That is my prediction.
He's blowing a knee on the way to the interview.
He wins the fight. He trips over a cord that Tony Ferguson jumps over. Tony skips over the cord. He doesn't see it because they're like right behind each other. So Tony skips over it. Dominic Cruz trips over it, and he tears all of the ligaments in both knees, and he breaks his toe.
And then they pay it over to Ralph Macchio, and he starts crying.
We're running out of time. I forgot. The greatest request I've ever heard in the 30-some years I've been on radio.
And it is?
I swear to you. Justin Gaethje asked Tony Ferguson to break his nose on Saturday.
Why?
He said he hasn't been able to breathe out of his nose in years.
Okay.
So if he breaks it in the fight, the UFC has to pay to fix it.
Well, as long as he doesn't blow it like Cerrone, they won't stop the fight.
Exactly. So
Somebody, not a bad strategy.
Somebody needs to yell from the crowd. Oh, that's right. There is no crowd. To don't blow your nose. But I found it pretty interesting and funny that Gaethje said, please break my nose. I hope you break my nose.
Well,
the way this fight probably will go down, I don't think you need to worry about it. I think your nose will be broken.
Both will get a broken nose out of this fight.
Yeah, because Justin takes those punches, gets knocked down.
He did with Poirier, stood in the pocket, and they just throw blows. So
you know who else stands in the pocket? Tom Brady.
He does.
And he's going to do a lot of that. We'll talk more NFL next week, but right now let's get excited for Saturday night.
Yep.
UFC 249, it is going down.
It's going to happen.
I cannot wait. We'll be on Twitter. Hit us up on Twitter, your picks. We've got prizes to give away.
We do.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Club. See you.
I took a home from my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.